This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, December 6, 2016. I'm Michael Lange, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount has had a great season so far in 2016, and that has not gone unnoticed by head coach Bill Belichick. In his Tuesday conference call, Belichick said of Blount, quote, "I don't know that there are a lot of guys out there that I could compare him to right off the bat. You see him making a lot of tough runs and running guys over, and then you see him hurdling guys like in the Miami game. You see an open field run like that he had last week when he kind of spun the safety around and ran by him. He's got a good combination of moves compiled, not all one thing. He's got an effective stiff arm, he can be elusive, he can be powerful, he's got good run vision. It's hard to find another guy like that," end quote. At 30 years old, Blount is on pace for have his best season of his career. He currently has set new career highs in carries with 230 and touchdowns with 13. He's one touchdown away from tying Curtis Martin's all-time Patriots single-season record of 14, set back in 1995 and 1996. Blount has also rushed for 957 yards this season, which will put him on pace for over 1,200 yards by the end of the year. Blount has only hit 1,000 yards once in his career, when he rushed for 1,007 yards back in his rookie season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2010. The Patriots moved up in the ESPN.com power rankings for week 14 on Tuesday, moving up from number 3 to number 2. New England is still behind the number one Dallas Cowboys, who at 11-1 are currently the only team in the NFL to clinch a playoff spot. Rounding out the top five are the Oakland Raiders at number 3, Seattle Seahawks at number 4, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 5. In the NFL.com power rankings for week 14, the Patriots stood pat at number 2, once again behind the Cowboys. The Raiders stand at number 3 in the rankings, the Seahawks at number 4, and the Kansas City Chiefs at number 5. With a win on Monday against the Baltimore Ravens, the Patriots will have an opportunity to lock up the AFC East and clinch a first-round bye in the playoffs, but they will need some help. With a Patriots win and a Miami Dolphins loss or tie, the Patriots will win the AFC East. In order to secure a first-round bye, the Patriots need a win, a Dolphins loss or tie, and a Pittsburgh Steelers loss or tie. The Dolphins will play the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, while the Steelers will play the Buffalo Bills. And finally, in his weekly interview with Jim Gray on Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football, Tom Brady said he has not received a congratulatory phone call from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell following Brady's 201st career victory on Sunday. Gray first asked Brady whether he had heard from President Obama or President-elect Trump, to which Brady said no to both. When asked if he had heard from Goodell, Brady said, quote, "I got that question earlier today and no, but I wouldn't expect that anyway, that's fine. He's probably got plenty of other things important as well," end quote. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Lange for Patriots News Feed.